we certainly are glad to have in the studio with us as we talk about some of the news of the day. And there's a lot of great things going on the campus of what we now know as Louisiana Christian University, Louisiana College, right there in the downtown Pineville area. Been such a fixture in our central Louisiana community since 1906, but a lot of great news sports-wise and development-wise, student-wise, and so and even a new faculty addition that we're going to get into at some point. But it's good to welcome Dr. Rick Brewer in the studio, a guy, Al, that when news breaks, it is, you know, he's one of those guys that you can call, text. He keeps as late of hours as I and you and I do, but he always responds. And Dr. Brewer, it's good to be able to visit with you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you and Al, and great to be with you on this National Donut Day.
National Donut Day, yes, sir. I like that.
That's one of those days that I'm trusting is going to continue through eternity.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, we'll have a new body.
No doubt.
And unlimited Harlow's Donuts. That has to be, you know, heavenly Harlow's Donuts. How about that?
No doubt.
Like manna from heaven.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Well, we have you in the studio for a couple of reasons, but one of the big things that broke over the last couple of days, and of course, front page of the Friday morning Town Talk, LC is now LCU, Louisiana Christian University. How did it come about?
I think that name was embedded in 1906 when those folks came together to launch what was then Louisiana College out of two other institutions, Mount Lebanon Academy and Keachie Institute. I think in their minds and their hearts, with 19 students and three faculty, that one day this little seed would grow up into a humongous oak tree. So I believe that name's been with us all along as we move forward. Theoretically and technically, it's we reached master's level 3, which is the master's level graduate student offering level for SAC-COC, which is our accrediting body. We reached that several years ago. And at the same time, it's a fulfillment of a promise I gave to the board when I came there to serve as president in 2015. That I made this statement that we've come to lead a great Christian college to become an even greater Christian university. And so we see the fruition of that as we move forward. And our board, as they reviewed this, they definitely wanted to keep the name Louisiana. Our geographics, who we are, obviously. And then we've reached university status to put that, obviously, in the name, but to distinguish us even more as who we are. And the school has always been a Christian college, a Christian university. So we stand on the shoulders of 115 years of tremendous history, that without that history and without those founders, without the presidents who served and the people who've given and the sweat equity and the sacrifice, we wouldn't be at this place today, which now enables us to have greater kingdom advancement. That's what this is all about. This is about advancing the kingdom of God and reaching more people with this distinctive Christian education.
I think a good point to make, and I've been following several different posts, and we've got some questions that have come in to our Facebook page, and we'll share those in just a moment as well. But from the standpoint of the name change, it's not a change in mission whatsoever. It's not a change in identification of what the college has stood for and what we think it will stand for going forward, but it does change the branding of the college, and that's a term you hear in the marketplace today, changing the branding. And I know you've been working to do that even from the moment that you arrived, from how you approached the college on the entrance to the landscaping, to the look of the college, and really you're changing the branding more so than you're changing its mission.
Well, you know, it's our vision is to prepare graduates and transform lives. And so we've been about transformation since we've been there. First thing that we addressed was the curb appeal, which was important to students and prospective students. And then all the while we addressed safety. You know, this past year we were named the safest college in the state of Louisiana by niche.com, which is the most popular website students look to for advice on college. We were named the second most diverse college in this state, and we're proud of that. We were fourth on ROI, return on investment, when they looked at the value of our education in students 10 years after they graduate. Named one of the top 30 Christian colleges in the country, and just thrilled to be at this place. Now, earlier this year, we had our 10-year review by SAC COC with an off-site committee and then an on-site review, and they look at about 75 core requirements. Well, that committee gave us zero recommendations.
I remember seeing that, and that just doesn't happen very often.
No, that's an A+. Now, it'll be formal on December 7th when they have the convention, and it's going to be virtual this year, but that's been recommended to the board of SACs, and trust that that'll be come to fruition. It generally does. The last time that happened at the university was 1991, and so it's been 30 years. So our academics are strong. And, you know, the new name really reflects the quality faculty that we have at the university who could teach at any university in this country. And we couldn't be here without them. We couldn't be them there at this point without the board that we have, who enthusiastically embrace this idea. And in fact, you know, the board has a significant, 50% of the board are alums. And they represent the class of 59, the class of 77, all the way up to the class of 2014. So they spoke wholeheartedly in support of this move. There's some great schools in our country that are named Christian. Colorado Christian comes mm-hmm. to mind, a school that we want to somewhat model ourselves after, as well as Ohio Christian, Kentucky Christian. Of course, there's Texas Christian, TCU. Right. I don't think we're ready for that level yet, but we've got the potential to continue growing. We've gone from 1 to 4 master's programs since we've become as president. We, as you know, we're going to be launching an MBA next fall, if everything goes through with the requests we've made. And then our Vision 25 plan calls for us to tee up the institution's first doctoral program, a doctor of education.
And that is a you know, you talk about a sweet spot for Central Louisiana. That certainly is one relative to an education career.
We're visiting with Dr. Rick Brewer from Louisiana College. Can you take us a little bit through the process as far as how you presented this to your board of trustees, what the reaction was, and then kind of the sequence of events that led to now this official announcement?
Well, yeah, because this is something I personally have been thinking about since the spring of 2015, and knew that there were many other issues we needed to tackle before we got there. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to earn the right, I believe. Now, we were already university status in 2015. But at that point, we had too many other issues we needed to deal with that it wouldn't have been seen with any credibility at that point. One of my favorite movies is Saving Private Ryan, and that scene where Hank's at the end, his last breath, when he looks, his dying breath, you know, he looks at the young soldier and says, "Earn this." Well, I think we've earned it, and we're going to keep earning it every day as we grow. And of course, as we carry the name above all other names, right front and central of who we are, that that demands excellence from us. And so this is an effort that has been birthed in prayer, in thought, in conversation with key people. And then we brought it to the executive committee of the board, which is nine men and women, 6 of which are alums. And they were wholeheartedly, enthusiastically supportive of it and asked, "Can we move forward?" I said, "You're the board." So then they wanted to take it to the full board. The full board prayed, discussed it, again, was enthusiastically supportive of it. And checking with our legal counsel, we filed the name of the Secretary of State and received that notification 2 days ago that the name is official. No reason why we can't do that. At this point, and We will share that at the, we want to make a celebration of it at the Louisiana Baptist Convention meeting in just a few weeks. Doesn't require their vote because the board represents the convention.
Very good. That was a point, too, that I had someone ask, so that does answer that particular question.
What university will give us is an opportunity to reach more people, not just here but everywhere else. It certainly, as we have a growing number of international students, universities mean something different in other countries than college. College is seen as a subset of a university, as we know. And we currently have now a school of nursing, a school of education, a school of social work, and soon a school and a school of business. And eventually we'll add more. And so this is the platform to build in the future. And I believe university is going to be, as it helps students, to it's going to open greater doors, I believe, for grad school, for employment, and for opportunities into the future. But most importantly, it enables us to have this platform to continue to grow. We're going to, as Rich alluded to, any alums, and this will take us a little time to unpack all this.
Sure, sure.
We're going to make, if they want it, a diploma that says Louisiana Christian University, we're going to make that available. And I've got two from my alma mater, just like that, Baptist College of Charleston, Charleston University. So we're going to make that available. And if people don't want that, that's fine. As I said earlier,
hey, we're not changing history.
We build upon the fantastic, great history.
Right.
And every institution grows, and we've got to grow. We've got something special here.
No doubt. We've done
something unique here. We are standing on the shoulders of great people who preceded us. And we're taking on some of the major cultural issues of the day that none of our public counterparts will take on from a biblical perspective. That's the main significant difference.